Welcome to Dome Patrol Premier League.
Welcome to the Dome Patrol Premier League FA Cup Final Preview Special. I say, James and Chris did a marvellous job reviewing the season. But I thought I would come in with a very special guest and talk about the FA Cup Final, considering it is my team versus his team. Welcome to the show, long-time listener and friend of the show, Mr. Ali Gibbs. Ali, welcome.
Thank you very much, James.
I'm much better than James.
Yeah. No, thanks, Ben.
My team made it to the final.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute pleasure, mate. It's as I say, I've been listening for a long time, so it's good to get on the screen.
Yeah. This is going to be on the Premier League show, but it's an FA Cup show. So Americans, just Google it, you'll understand. Complete two competitions, different competitions, but it is a delayed final that was supposed to be played in May is now finally being played this weekend, 1st of August, 5 o'clock kickoff at Wembley Stadium. It's a repeat of the 2017 final and the 2002 final. Ali, first of all, how are you feeling with Chelsea's chances going into the game?
I would love to be confident, but I'm not. It depends which Chelsea turn up. You know, since the lockdown, we've beat good teams and we've lost to terrible teams, just like you have. So on the day, I just hope that we take control of the midfield and we don't let you have too much of the ball, and that Giroud scores a hat trick, and then it'll be great.
What if David Luiz scores a hat trick?
Yeah.
that's really for me. It's straight after the City game. It was, you know, we had that fantastic week where we beat Liverpool and City, and you really saw the players given everything for that, and that, you know, they're capable of doing that, but it's just getting it consistently. I think both teams have that issue, but you guys are already qualifying for Champions League. We actually need to win this to get into the Europa League after our Premier League season. We finished eighth. It was very disappointing, but we had a very topsy-turvy season with different coaches coming in. So it would be lovely for Mikel to finish the season with his first trophy. And it also, it's a chance for Frank Lampard to get their first trophy. These are two of the future generation of head coaches, really, having their chance to win their first major title.
No, absolutely. I mean, Frank, you know, everyone knows what Frank's done for Chelsea, for England. He's won everything. So, yeah, for him to win a trophy as a manager would be fantastic. As you said, you've beat really good teams. We came back from the break. We beat Man City. We beat United. We've lost to West Ham, and we've lost to we lose to Southampton, I think. And we just lose to teams that are on. So, yeah, I would love to feel confident, but I think there was four or five questions about Chelsea, which I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the answer to, but they probably will make the difference in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Do we have Kappa or Caballero in goal? I don't think that's too difficult. We'll have Caballero in goal because he's our cup goalie. And to be honest, he's our best goalie at the moment. And I don't think Frank trusts Kappa at all.
No, this is it. Kind of confidence all stems from the back, really. And Chelsea have got a very impressive unit going forward. And even next year, with the people coming in, they are going to look quite terrifying. But it's really the defence. You've shipped in over 50 goals in the Premier League. Considering you paid a world record fee for a goalkeeper, you really haven't seen that return, have you?
No, not at all. He's been he's a shot stopper, but he's been really disappointing. He doesn't command any respect, I don't think. And the result of that, as you say, is that we've let lots of goals in. But in the semi-final against United, we played five at the back and we played three pretty defensive midfielders. So I wouldn't be surprised to see us do the same against you.
I think you'll see a matchup in the formations because we're going to play that three at the back, I believe.
Yeah, well, we played sort of three fullbacks, really. We played Alonso, Reece James, and Azpilicueta. I think Rudiger and Christensen probably with the two centre halves, but we ended up with five at the back, and then we played Kovacic in the middle with Jorginho. You know, again, two fairly defensive midfielders. Yeah, I think we'll try and just keep the ball, and then you'll end up with Willian and probably Giroud up front, and you know, see what chances we can make.
Mm. Previous years gone by, for me, an Arsenal fan playing Chelsea, one player has absolutely terrified me on his name on the team sheet, and he's absolutely destroyed us. And finally seeing the back of Eden Hazard was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But our American listeners will probably know of this player I'm about to mention, who seems like he can fill the Hazard role and has shown glimpses this season of that potential. Christian Pulisic, what a player he could turn out to be.
Yeah, and when he first arrived, he didn't set the light up the world on fire. I think he's probably carrying a slight injury. But since the lockdown, since he's had a rest and he's got himself fit, he's been fantastic. He's come off the bench several times. And I do wonder whether we might do that again on Saturday, because we do like to play a big centre forward. And I think William will start. And as I say, I think we'll place the other nine blokes behind the ball to start with. But he's fantastic for us. Real quick, and he's got a real good eye for goal.
Mm. Obviously, these two teams met in cup final last season in Baku in the Europa League final. That Chelsea really did kind of put Unai Emery, the Arsenal head coach, then on his way to the exit door, really, with an absolute, was it 4-1 thumping in Baku, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you've already mentioned the name. It's the Eden Hazard show, wasn't it?
It's just over a year gone. It's two completely different teams, and I'm not sure if you can really read anything into that cup final.
No, I don't believe you can. We've changed our team considerably since then, and I don't know. You've not got too many new players, but you've got a new manager, a new style of playing. So
I don't
read too much into that. You know, it'd be like saying the last two cup finals in 2002 and 2017, you know, you beat us in both of those. They don't make any difference either now, do they?
Well, I'm trying to think. The only player really who's, it's because we've got a bit of injury problems at the back. It looks like Rob Holding is going to come in for a start in the cup final. And obviously he was a very surprised start in the 2017 cup final because of an injury crisis we had at the back. And absolute bullied Diego Costa out of the game and saying, yeah, that's Diego Costa. You know, he's another one who caused us issues. So I think Arsenal fans are really hoping for another Holding masterclass, but he's been a bit ropey this season after an ACL injury. He hasn't really come back the player we all hoped he would be. But like I said, formation, so you think...
Score.
Say again?
Costa did score in that game.
He did score, but he lost. So. That's the one. Victor Moses got sent off for diving, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, God.
He's still on the books, Victor Moses.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's still on the books. I think he's still on loan.
Chelsea have about 50,000 players on their books, though.
Well, yeah, we still got Morata to come back. We didn't sell him in the end.
Wow. He's battered, are you? You've got a lot of players on your book. But like you said, going formation-wise, so Chelsea, you're going to see Caballero probably starting goal, what's probably the better thing for you guys, actually. He seemed to have history in cup finals. Let's remember the League Cup final when he played with Man City against Liverpool. He was the hero in the shootout there. Right wing back, would you say that would be Reece James, do you reckon? Or?
Well, it depends if we play four or five. If we play four, I still think it'll be Reece James. But if that's the case, he may drop Alonso then and play himself at left back, Azpilicueta. And then Rudiger and Christensen, I would imagine, as a back four. But if he plays Alonso and Reece James, it'll be the same as the semi-final. We'll have all five at the back.
And obviously, it's the midfield, Jorginho, Kovacic. Mason Mount might slide in there as well. He's hit a bit of form again.
Well, I hope he plays Mason Mount because otherwise we're not very attacking. But yeah, I think he'll play Mason Mount. And then he'll play Willian and... probably Giroud
up top
from the start. I'd like to see Pulisic start, really, but he's been so good off the bench this season, I'm not too worried.
It just adds a bit of firepower coming in.
Yeah. If he comes on, it means we're losing, which is not a good thing.
Arsenal lineup, I think we're going to see. It's very interesting. We're playing with this back five at the moment, and you can see Arteta doesn't want to play with the back five. He really wants to go 4-3-3 going on next season. And it's very interesting how he's getting players to try and play in like a hybrid position, so we can change the formation without making any substitutions, and players can slip into dictating depending how the game goes. So it wouldn't surprise me to see us go from a 4-3-3 to back, you know, to a back five during the game, depending on the situation. But I think we'll start off with a back five. We're going to have Emi Martinez in goal, who's come in and has just been absolutely sensational. An unbelievable shot stopper, really good at the ball on his feet, with his feet. And I just think Arsenal have got a real good goalkeeper there, and they've got a conundrum there. What do they do with Leno when he comes back? You know, we're opposite from Chelsea. We've actually got a really hard decision with two great goalkeepers. Right back, Hector Bellerin has passed the fitness test, so I expect to see him playing right back. And then the three centre halves, I think you're going to see. You're going to see Rob Holding, David Luiz, and then you're going to see Kieran Tierney, I think, slide in as the left-sided centre-back, the wing-back. Either going to be Maitland-Niles, who was sensational in the semi-final against City, completely man-marked Mahrez out the game. So I can see him kind of, Arteta maybe deploying him there to just to cut Willian off or cut Pulisic off. To that because your main threat is that wide area, the ball into Giroud. If we're playing three centre-halves and you've got one centre-forward, I feel we can surround Giroud. It's just cutting the service off to him. And hopefully Maitland-Niles might do that. But he also might start Saka there, who has played there this season. The two central midfielders, Xhaka, Ceballos, they've kind of been there since the restart. Ceballos has really hit some form. And Xhaka can kind of, if we want to go to a back four, he can kind of help slide in as a left-sided centre-back if need be. And that pushed Tierney out as well. Going forward, it's going to be the usual front three: Pepe, Lacazette, Aubameyang up top. What I think is going to kind of suit us if you guys do want to come forward. If you've got Alonso on that left hand side, I think Pepe could have a world of fun against him.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have Alonso on the left, Reece James on the right. Both of them come charging forward the whole time. To be honest, neither of those two defences strike fear into you, do they? So you'd imagine there'd be a few goals.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see I'm a little bit worried if you are going to play the three midfielders that we're going to get outnumbered in midfield, but that's where I think you'll see Lacazette kind of, instead of playing a number nine striker role, I think he'll come back and play the false nine, and I think he'll just sit on Jorginho. It's the kind of thing he did in the games against Liverpool and City earlier this season, where Arteta pretty much made him sit on Fabinho and make him sit on Fernandinho, and it worked to a T. So I can kind of see him doing that, because when we played you earlier in the season at the Emirates, I remember watching the game and we absolutely bullied you first half. You changed the system round in the second half and came back and won. Fortunately, Jorginho was still on the pitch. In my mind, he should have been sent off for an earlier foul. But we're not going to go into that. It's the past. But, you know, Jorginho just outnumbered us in midfield, and Jorginho just dictated the game, and our centre forward was just sitting up top of the pitch not doing anything, where Arteta, I think, has realised that, and he's bringing him back into that false nine role, making him sit in the midfielder there, so it doesn't get time to spread the play and dictate the game.
Yeah, I mean, Jorginho don't keep the ball very long, so he's really difficult to keep out of the game, because he's like a war's ping pong with him.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we've got Kante to come back as well. So
is he fit for this game?
Well, he nearly played last week, so I think he'll be fit for this game.
Would he be on the bench? It's
a problem in the middle there. I mean, do you play Mason Mount? Do you play Jorginho? I don't know. Maybe we certainly won't play Kovacic, Jorginho, and Kante. I don't think we will. That won't be. It just won't create any chances. But. If he comes back, it could be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting game. Obviously, I think Chelsea have got a lot to look forward to. They've got a really bright future with the signings they've already announced coming in at the end of this season, the beginning of next year with Timo Werner, who's going to look, who's a very special player. Zajic as well, who's coming in from Ajax, is a fantastic player. But the question, obviously, it will be which defence doesn't make the least errors wins this game, I think.
Yeah, and luckily you've got David Luiz in your defence. Yeah. So, you know,
you know all about it. You know, but you also know David Luiz can turn up and be an incredible 10 out of 10 player when he wants to be. So I think the cup final rests on what David Luiz is going to turn up.
If you play five at the back and you let him just sit in front of the back four, he creates problems there. He's dangerous there. But if he has a player as a pure centre half, if you imagine Pulisic or Willian running at him, yeah, you know, I can see him not making it to half time.
Yeah, well, he's going to be in the middle, I think. So I think he's going to be the main one trying to look after Giroud.
Mason Mount maybe coming through.
Yeah,
especially if he sits in front of the back four, then you know he's going to have to pick up the runner from midfield, which is nearly always Mason Mount.
Yeah, so it's obviously going to be the first FA Cup final without any crowd. Do you think that benefits one team more than the other, or?
I don't think so. Without a crowd, it's not the same. You know, the crowds are the game. You have to see that. I watched the cricket today. I know we're talking about football, but the guy gets his 500th wicket and there's two nothing. People on the back. Yeah. You know, it's not right. So I don't think it benefits either team. I suppose it probably benefits the team who's not winning because there's no crowd to get on top of you and put pressure on you. So you know, if you're 1-0 down, nobody's giving you chip. So perhaps it benefits a losing team, which is a strange thing. But I don't think it benefits anyone really.
Mm. So Chelsea's winners who can decide this game are definitely going to be up. This is not defensive winners because obviously the defenses could cost a game, but up top. You're really looking at, you know, Willian and Giroud to be your main providers to try and win the cup final.
From the start, but if we bring Pulisic on, maybe Tammy Abraham comes on and Mason Mount gets forward. If we get free kicks, Mason Mount, Willian on the edge of the box are as good as anybody. Even Alonso gets forward and creates problems. So, I don't think Giroud is a fantastic goal scorer. I think he's a pain in the backside for defenders, which makes him a good bloke to have up front, but he's not clinical. I can see Pulisic coming off the bench and possibly winning it for us.
Okay. And any of the Arsenal front three that scare you a little bit?
Well, they've got pace, haven't they? They all got pace. So Aubameyang's really quick. Lacazette, I've always liked him, even though a lot of Arsenal fans don't seem to.
He's hit a good bit of form recently. Since the Eddie Nketiah red card, and he's been forced to have a run of games in the team. He's really hit good form. You know, scored a fantastic goal in North London Derby. I see one man really on that Arsenal. If he turns up and give him two or three opportunities, he's going to stick at least two of them in. That's Aubameyang. I think he could be the real decider here, coming in from that left-hand side.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we end up with Reece James out there, who's sort of relatively inexperienced, even though he's a good player, he could roast him if we're not careful.
I see most of Arsenal's build-up play on this game is going to be coming down the right-hand side. We've got a really... I don't know if you've seen the league table for chance created this year. We've come up 18th, 19th. You know, we've created barely any chances. Most of our stuff's come off counter-attacks or pressing from the front. And I really reckon that we're going to target... If Marcus Alonso plays, I really reckon we're going to target that right-hand side of Alonso and get Pepe running at him.
Well, I think you're better behind him because he does get forward a lot. So, if we play five and then Aspilicueta drifts over, there's not many people beat him on the outside and get the ball across. So, you know... I do think it'll be there'll be goals in it. If it's 0-0, I'll lose my bet, that's for sure. But, you know, there'll be goals in it. But I think Willian will get the ball. Your defence doesn't sound particularly worrying to me, just like my defence doesn't sound particularly worrying. And I think Willian will get the ball, get it in the middle. And I think Mason Mount will cause you problems. Like I said, right at the very start, it depends team turns up, which Arsenal team, which Chelsea team. It could end up being 0-0, absolutely rubbish, and Caballero saves the winning penalty.
Okay, so your prediction for the game for you?
Prediction. I think I'll go 3-2 Chelsea.
I was going to go 3-2 Arsenal. There we go. 3-2 Arsenal in extra time, I reckon.
Yeah, it possibly could be extra time. I think if it goes to extra time, we'll beat you.
I reckon you'll see Eddie Nketiah coming off the bench to get the winner. Ex-Chelsea Youth Academy.
Your young kids are good. I don't know what the names of your young kids are, but I've seen them coming on.
That's been the one thing this season that Arsenal fans could just grip the hope to, is that we have got an exceptional group of youngsters coming through at the moment. Joe Willock, Eddie Nketiah, who he got off Chelsea when he was 14, got kicked out of the Chelsea Academy for being too small and lightweight. But how can you say that for a kid that's 13, 14, when their body
hasn't... Well, you can't be any lighter than Billy Gilmore, can you?
Yeah, and the body hasn't developed yet. So, he's been breath fresh air. But the main guy who is a game changer, and if we go 4-3-3, I can see him playing a number 10 sort of role, or like a wide eight, being Bukayo Saka. The kid's just phenomenal. And, he's all the media talk now is coming out about who's he going to pick. Is he going to play for Nigeria or play for England international? So this is their chance to really announce themselves on the world stage, FA Cup final. Go and be a hero. Go and be an Alan Sunderland. Go and be a Ray Parlour. Go and be an Aaron Ramsey. And let's fingers crossed. Well, for me, fingers crossed we do it. Obviously, you'll be hoping for the result, but I'm sure we'll exchange a few nice texts.
When I grew up, the FA Cup final was the biggest game of the year. It was bigger than the European Cup. It was the biggest game of the year.
Well, for our American listeners, FA Cup final day used to be like Super Bowl, didn't it?
It was the only live game when I was a kid. So from 12 o'clock on lunchtime, I was to sit and watch the whole thing. They'd have to show the players getting onto the coach and the coach going to Wembley. It's absolutely everything.
What's been the cup finals over the years that have stuck out for you?
The reason I support Chelsea winning in 1970. I know that was a replay. David Webb scored the winner of the game. And Jack Charlton, who died this week, actually scored in the first game at Chelsea Leeds in 70. Strangely, one that sticks out to me, which is not a Chelsea game, is when Alan Sunderland scored for Arsenal.
The 3-2 game against United.
That's a ridiculously incredible game. Obviously, Di Matteo scoring after 12 seconds in the cup final. That's just fantastic for Chelsea. But we've been lucky. We've had a few cup finals, not as many as you, but we've had a few.
I think this is our 21st, I think, cup final. We won 15. So we've got a really good record once we get to the final. And my favourite FA Cup final moment is the commentary of Bradley Walsh and Tim Lovejoy. Have you heard it with the Ray Parlour goal? Where obviously Ray Parlour picks it up far away from the goal and Lovejoy just turns around and says, "Oh, don't worry, it's only Ray Parlour." And he then just bangs it into the top corner.
That was at the Millennium Stadium, wasn't it?
I used to love the finals being there. I don't know why. Just Wembley now just feels like an empty hole with no soul, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the Millennium was the original straight up and down stadium. The seats at the top were just as close to the pitch as the ones at the bottom. It always went up like that, didn't it? Whereas Wembley, if you're at the top, you could be 100 yards away, which is not particularly good for football.
As we know from the NFL games, we've been to up there. Well, it's been great to speak to you, Ali, and we'll exchange a few texts, I'm sure, during the game or maybe after the game. And Dope Patrol, thank you for listening, all the listeners. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. We could probably have a Pelicans podcast coming up because the Pelicans are kicking off their season on Thursday. That'd be Thursday. I think it's 11:30 tip-off.
They're playing on the 1st, aren't they? 1st of August.
I thought it's Thursday night starting over here.
You might be right. I thought it was Saturday night, mate.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember. But I'm sure there'll be a Pelican one coming soon with Jason. We might have more Premier League podcasts to talk about Europa League and Champions League. It's a 6-week break until the new Premier League season starts. Also might have some transfer news. obviously a lot of Saints news going on at the moment with people opting out of COVID. So if anything major breaks, we'll be back talking about that. It's good to finally get back on a show and talk to you guys. Ali, thank you very much. Good night and come on, you Gunners.